something a person might pick up and throw at an animal to chase it away.
Stone.
All right. Now, what about something larger than a stone?
I wouldn't know anything like
that. Well, I was thinking of it. Do you make a distinction between a stone and a rock?
Well, a stone is smaller than a rock, of course, I'd say.
All right. Could you hold a rock in your hand?
Well, yes, you can hold a pretty good sized rock, but the smaller ones would be...
A little something small like that,
yeah,
you'd call a stone.
Stone.
But something about that big you'd call...
Call rock.
Okay. If you went over to a friend's house and you rang the bell and you got no answer, you said, well, I guess she isn't.
At home.
And if you're talking about eating cereal, say, some people like their cereal, they put milk on it, you say they like their cereal...
With milk or
yeah.
Cream?
All right. And if they don't, you'd say they like it...
Dry.
Or with...
Without.
You know. Would you say the whole thing without... With milk?
Yes.
Milk or cream. So just put that on the end after you say that.
They like their cereal without milk.
Okay. And if someone wasn't walking away from you, you'd say he was coming...
Toward.
All right. And you haven't seen something for a long time, you might come home and tell your friend, guess who I ran?
Into.
All right. And they gave the child the same name as the father or the brother. They'd say, we named the child...
Four.
All right. And a four-legged animal that barks is a...
Dog.
And a call to a dog to attack another dog.
You mean what you would... If you'd call a dog?
If you had a dog and you wanted that dog to get after another dog, you might say to the dog...
Take him? Or
yeah.
Go after him?
Okay. Yeah, something like that, or sick him or something like that.
Yeah.
But take him or go after him. A dog of mixed breed, would you have a special name for that?
Well, you'd say that he's not...
Would you use a term like a mongrel or a cur or a feist or a scrub or any of those terms?
You mean if he's a mixed dog?
Yeah, that's the term, yeah.
Well, you'd say mixed breed.
Okay. And the little boy had taken the doctor because he was what by a dog? He was...
Bitten.
Yeah. Would you ever use the expression dog bit? He was dog bit.
I think you'd have to say dog bitten, wouldn't you?
Okay, for sure. Okay, that's whatever you use. But that's an expression that's used. I just wondered if it had any currency in this area. The male breeding animal for cattle is called a
bull.
Yeah. Now, do you remember any terms that were used maybe when you were a child? Or maybe they're still used, but special words that they might use in the presence of a woman. They didn't want to say, if there's any, in other words, is there any taboo on the word bull?
Well, I didn't call them neuters.
All right, yeah. Now that's in a special situation. But I was thinking, have you ever heard the expression either a stock cow or a male cow or an animal or a beast used instead of the word bull?
Well, I've heard of stock.
We call it a stock cow.
Mm-hmm.
And the female then is called a
cow.
And an animal that's, and a young one is called a
heifer.
Yeah. And now one before it's a heifer, not necessarily a female, when it's just born, you call it a
calf.
And if a cow is going to give birth to a calf, you might say Daisy is going to
freshen.
Okay. That's fine. And if